Lift over.
We record? I'd like to call order the Town of Brule regular meeting, April the 10th. Mr. Niesler, can you please lead us in the pledge?
Sure. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Mr. Blaine, can you call the roll, please?
Councilmember Daigle?
Here.
Councilmember Bourgeois?
Here.
Councilmember Richard?
Here.
Councilmember Andre?
Here.
Councilmember Niesler?
Here.
Attorney Acosta?
Here.
And Mayor Rhodes?
Here. Welcome, everyone. It's good to see a crowd. First thing we have is Mr. Patrick Lawless, State Senate candidate. He wanted to make a little two-minute spiel, but apparently he's not here yet. Could be an intercoastal bridge issue, maybe?
No way.
Trap?
He's coming from Assumption.
Other way.
I don't know. Okay. Yeah, we'll move on. Minutes are in your package for last month's meeting for March 13th, 2017. Without any changes, do we have a motion to approve the minutes?
Second.
Got a move by Mr. Andre, second by Ms. Bourgeois. All in favor?
Aye.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Public.
Any questions from the audience? Any comments? With no comments, all in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? No. Committee reports. We got Public Works Committee. We discussed this at our committee meeting. Our buck trash pickup, we think, was a success. We picked up 5 tons of trash, which is in addition to what we piggyback on with the parish. So we feel like that was a successful event. Any comments on that? Anybody? Sewer user deposits. I met with Darrell Babin, better known as Turf. They want to start charging $30 to $50 deposit on sewer connections within the town limits. So when a new resident moves in or rents a place, they want to charge a deposit for that sewer.
Parish?
The parish, right. So if the resident moves out, leaves, and hasn't paid their final sewer bill, that will go to pay their final sewer bill. If they've paid everything and it's all the way up to date, then they return the deposit to the customer. So they do it in the parish. Brule and Addis don't do that. So we don't get a lot of sewer user bills that are not paid when they leave, but we do have a few, and they deduct that amount. And so it's kind of to cover, not a bad debt per se, but a bad bill. But anyway, it bounced it off of me, and I told him I'd bounce it off the council just to get you informed, to see what you thought about it, see if anybody had. We don't have to make a move on that tonight.
Do they return the deposit if it's paid up?
Yes.
Okay.
So we collect it and then send that money to the parish?
We don't collect any of that.
We don't have to.
It's all done by the parish. It's all administered by them.
So we just add it to that list of things that have.
With Addis has a little bit more of an issue with it. With the number of rooftops they have. We don't have quite as many people that are moving in and out.
They have a lot more apartments, too.
A lot more apartments, a lot more trailers that are rented by construction companies for all of the plant expansions and stuff. So they have people moving in and out more frequently than we do. I don't think it's that bad of an idea. It doesn't affect anybody that's already here. It's only new people that move in, new construction, or if you're renting a house, buying a new house. And you get your money back if you pay your final bill. So,
other parishes do?
Our parish does it for sure. Baton Rouge does it. It's just like when you pay a deposit. I think you pay when you hook up water and gas. I think there's some deposit with that, electricity, all that. It's the same idea. They don't have it on our sewer and for the citizens of town.
Like you said, we'll actually benefit because those who leave without paying their final sewer bill to the parish, and they're in the town of Brule, we get stuck.
Right, exactly.
The parish bills the town.
Yeah, that's right. So it'll help us out on our end as far as collecting that final bill. So I don't have a big problem with it. I don't know if you guys have any comments on it. I was going to tell them to go ahead with it. I don't know what date they're going to start that. I think it's kind of works.
Do you need a motion to support it, or?
No, Tom, we need a motion on that?
I don't think so. I mean, they're going to do it anyway. It's just, I think it's just a matter of them informing y'all. Because y'all are probably going to get the first calls.
Oh, yeah. And the reason I brought it up, I wanted to bring it up to the citizens to make sure they were aware. Fish, you got anything on it?
Yeah, the utilities department came before us, and what we're seeing with more transient people in the parish is some of them, not all of them, some of them get behind on their bill, and the parish gives them 30 days to catch up, and by the time if somebody wants to leave, they're gone before that second bill comes. So the parish gets hung with 2 months worth of bills, and the deposits have normally been very minimal. So starting May 1st, we just approved going up on the water deposit, gas deposit, and one other one. We left the sewer alone because we wanted to get through Addis and Brule first. So the three deposits have been increased. If you're an existing homeowner, just like you said, there's no effect on you. If you move to a new house, then there is. So somebody building a new, constructing a new house or moving to a different house is going to pay higher utility deposits. And again, our bad debts, like you call them, have just astronomically improved. And not improved, but increased, let's say that. But it is an issue that we have been watching for a while, and we probably should have done something several years ago, but we finally decided to move. So beginning May 1st is when we're doing it. We left the sewer deposits out until the councils would want to move on that. So you could make a motion not to do it in your city, but you're going to be on the hook for them. And same with Addis. So.
Does the West Baton Rouge Council want a resolution of support from the town?
I would think yes.
Okay.
I think that would be the safest way. That would be the safest way. And again, we're going May 1st.
We're not prepared to do it tonight. We can do it the next meeting.
You can do it verbally and just
do that. Let's go ahead.
That's what I would suggest.
You can do it verbally and just follow up with a written.
Okay.
Okay. Thank you.
Just don't know, we don't have the actual wording, so
we've done that before.
We need a motion in support of the parish moving forward.
There we go.
Yeah.
We have a motion to that effect.
I make a motion that we support the parish.
A second.
Mr. Andre made the motion. Mr. Niesler made the second. Any comments from the audience?
Who made the motion?
Mr. Andre, Mr. Niesler seconded. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Ayes have it. Mr. Tom, can you draw that up for us? Okay. Planning and zoning. We got planning and zoning meeting minutes of March 22nd, 2017. We looked at those last meeting. Yep. And we just want to make sure we got them notified. Got you notified on those. Next thing on the agenda, I'll need my glasses for it. Consider final plat of resubdivision of tract SSA-5 into tract SSA-5-A and tract SS-5B, section 17, township 8 south, range 12 east, southeast land district, west of the Mississippi River, town of Brule, West Baton Rouge Parish, state of Louisiana, for JBD Builders LLC, municipal address of 608 Floyd Street. Mr. Cletus?
Yes, sir. Cletus Langlois, Pontiac Engineering Surveyors. I'm here to represent the Benedettas. We did make the change that Mr. Niesler added. Asked we extended that private servitude pass up. That's not the correct map. I'm texting with my draftsman right now. It got sent to the wrong email address. So, but you'll have it on your desk in the morning. We extended it out to 20 feet, and we also made where the notch goes. We extended that down to 20 feet also.
Wow,
and
great.
We actually put in a what it did was, Nisa, we while it had any CAD, we kind of put in a few things like we can say we're driving a vehicle through there. We know we got a little mechanism for that. And we put a pickup truck with a 25-foot boat. We did an RV. We did, actually, I measured my truck and my fifth wheeler, and I'm actually only about, I think it was 50-something feet long, and it makes it pretty fine.
So we have 20-foot across?
All the way. We extended it out 20-foot all the way, yes, sir.
I feel much better about RVs, boats, and stuff.
It fits. We tried it. We put our little traffic runner through there, and it, you know, it gives us some dedicated curves and stuff.
It'd have been tight the other way, though.
It probably would have. And I even looked at, on this piece right here, we were going to kind of like 45 this down a little bit, you know, so to make it more of a kind of an angle through there. But with the 20-foot, you make it fine.
That's right.
So subject to that?
Yes, subject to that map, I would hope. Yeah. No map yet, huh?
I've got it. He just sent it to the wrong email address. We got to send it to Blaine.
Well, I looked at all the other 19.8 requirements of lots that don't front on a public street, and it meets that. And this will help us much better radius. So with that, I move we approve the subdivision final plat.
Is that with the new map?
Contingent.
Subject to that change.
With the amendments that we just talked about.
Here, we got a motion by Mr. Neesler.
Making a 20-foot width across the access and extending it 10 feet from the current south border.
Yes, sir.
Okay, we got a motion by Mr. Neesler to accept it with the new amendments with the 20-foot width. We have a second?
I second.
Second by Mr. Richard. Any comments from the audience? Comments from the council?
Roll call.
I don't think, do we need roll call?
I'm asking for one,
yeah.
Please.
We can have roll call vote. Mr. Rabelais?
Councilmember Bourgeois?
No.
Councilmember Richard?
Yes.
Councilmember Andre?
Yes.
Councilmember Neesler?
Yes.
Councilmember
Daigle?
Yes.
Thank you.
All righty. Next up on Finance Committee, we discussed at our committee meeting about hiring a third-party project for engineering project. I met with Graves Engineers today. They did not have that type of business, sort of like what Roy did. He doesn't really provide that engineer. So we're still looking. We're going to find somebody. We may even piggyback with Addis and see and use the inspecting crew that they have. And it's more of an inspection crew until those final four or five different points where they have to come out. The engineer actually has to come out. It's not very cost effective from what we heard from Cletus and Roy, and these engineers told us the same thing, to have an engineer on staff the whole time. But they do have the inspection crew that reports back to us, and we can report back to engineers. And I'm not exactly sure what their qualifications are. I'm going to find all that out eventually. But from a cost standpoint, I don't think it's cost effective to have an engineer out all day long, every day. But this group that's working in Addis is really helping them out. I got some emails from some of the stuff that they did in Addis on questioning contractors, sewer and roads and drainage. So they really keep up with it nicely. So we're still digging on that. I think it's something that will be very valuable to us in the future with future developments. We don't really have to move quite yet because River Mill is not quite where it needs to be in the back. So once we get River Mill going, we'll move on that.
So if I may, what would be the main concerns? I know predominantly road would be one.
Road, drainage, sewer installation, anything that we're not out there. I mean, that sewer pipe's going in. There's testing that they do, like Roy talked about the other day. But just
a lot of our biggest problems with sewer. We've had more issues with sewer pipe over here on the corner by the bank when we did a thing there. Because there's so much rain, they laid some timbers in there and getting removed in the sewer pipe. They're like that about every 2 feet.
We're just trying to prevent that.
It's bad ground out. Once you get past the railroad track on that side, it's bad ground. I mean, when we did the subdivision for Laws at Stonewall, we pretty much ended up pouring a mud mat down there on the bottom because just the ground's terrible.
Yeah, I remember that.
The only road issue we had was that middle stretch of all means. What happened there, because the back end is pretty decent, the front end is pretty decent, just the last house in the first deal, but I think that's just because so much traffic, even on the blacktop ended when they had the gravel turn around, but that middle third, that was really the only, what I would call bad road, I can recall.
Yeah. It's mainly another set of eyes that, I know that Cletus said the parish started doing it. It's another set of engineering eyes besides our engineer and the company's engineer.
So is there any way that the town can take that cost that people put on that and put it on the developer?
Yes.
Okay, so it wouldn't be anything that the town would absorb, but we would have perhaps an ordinance. And have a requirement, and yeah.
And we were even talking about possibly doing an escrow. So if a company drags their project out for a long period of time, and let's say we escrow $10,000, and the project takes forever, and we have to send these inspectors out over and over and over and over and over, and it may, at least we'll have that $10,000. If it's a quick project, they're in and out, and we only inspect the few times that we need, and they get it done, and they only draw $5,000, we give them the $5,000 back. So I'm thinking an escrow type of deal from the contractor. So we're going to have to work on getting that past the mark.
Normal fees for testing land right around $10,000 to $15,000 for a project, like the size we're doing down there, 30 lots we're doing for Silverstone. You know, you're looking at about $50 an hour for an inspector per day. If you get an engineer out there, it's about $130 an hour. You know, and then you got a lot of office, you got a lot of reports that you got to do. Administration is drives your costs up a little bit too. But if you're going to pass this on to your developers, you might want to make that known to them up front because...
Oh, yeah, no doubt.
Definitely a cost.
No doubt.
Because they're paying that cost already. They're already hiring a private firm to come and do their inspections, plus they're paying an engineer. You know, like when they hire us, we do full project management. So I have somebody there, either myself, one of my engineers, or one of my EITs, are there every day, all day long, and stuff. And that's just part of our costs.
I think we look at how much land can truly be developed left in the town versus what it's going to cost. Because it's going to be a multi-layered thing. It's just not going to be hiring one guy to watch this thing.
Oh, no, you're right.
And, you know, if you go look at these maps and you put a line with a town and it's all, you know, we ought to be able to watch that.
So this would be a new ordinance?
If we move forward to charge them up front, yes. If the town incurs the cost, then we don't need an ordinance. But I would not like to incur the cost if they don't have to. So it was just an idea that I think it'll help us in developments. I mean, my concern, I'm not an engineer. Previous administration was an engineer. He might have had a little bit of insight that I don't have. Shane's new. He's not like Wayne. He hadn't been around long. So, I mean, I don't want to spend town's money because we have a bunch of rookies or inexperienced people. Yeah. So, but we both would feel more comfortable if we had another set of eyes that can kind of train us. And like I told Shane, we met the other day, and I said, you know, after one project, he may have that picked up where, okay, Shane, Scott will feel comfortable, I can do it. So that's kind of what we're thinking, something like that.
Evaluating case by case.
Yeah. So anyway, it's a thought. So we'll move forward on that
idea
eventually. Anybody else? All right, Personnel Committee, I don't have anything. Anybody has anything? Recreation Committee, don't think we have anything.
I need to go watch the Brewing Plant, baseball and softball.
Yes, indeed.
They're both in the top two in the state. The girls were number 2 and 9 select.
That's correct.
The boys are number 1. both of them 20 wins and 7 50 losses. Yes,
entertainment. Chief. Anybody else? Next up, Police Committee.
I just got one thing I'd like to bring up. I was talking to the mayor and Chief LaFleur the other day with some concerns on West Main Street when they have special events at Alexander Park. You guys, people park along that road, and the speed limit is 45 miles an hour. If a kid runs out in that road, and it's almost impossible to stop. But I was just voicing my concerns, and that road was both agreed. We're just not sure where we go from here. Maybe we can have I also talked to Anatole Vincent, and he said that if we came up with anything, he would provide the signage for us to, if it could have, like, maybe, you know, speed limit during special events, which I guess we would have to see what a special event is.
Tom, we talked about that. Can you comment on that real quick for everybody?
Right now, speed limits are set by ordinance. So section 17.6 is what
let me go to it right now, and I'll read you exactly what it says on West Main Street right now.
Yeah, St. Francis. Yeah.
St. Francis.
I mean, St. Francis.
What it says is, and of course this doesn't apply to state highways, so Main Street and River Road and Highway 1 not apply to this, but it says, except as provided in C and E, C being within 1,000 feet of a public school, then it goes down to 20 miles an hour between 6 and 9 and 2 and 4. And then E is the 20 mile an hour speed limit in Brulee Oaks. Except for those two exceptions, the speed limit for all municipal streets shall be 25 miles an hour. But then you look at D, and this is what we would have to amend, and I looked in the state law on it, and it's all a function of providing adequate notice. Right now on West St. Francis Street, here's what 17.6D says. It says increase speed limit from 25, which is the standard for town streets, to 45 miles an hour between designated signs unless school zone hours are in effect. So you could reduce that by ordinance, because right now it's 45, so you could either reduce that 45 miles for the whole street except in school zones. Or, the key is having adequate notice. And like I discussed with the mayor, you know, there are some places in Baton Rouge where you have blinking signs that say speed limit blank when flashing, okay? And so you could do that. I think the danger probably, as a practical matter, where you're talking about, you'd have to make sure you put them on both sides of the street, particularly if they're parking on one side of the street over by the ballpark, you wouldn't want your sign to be blocked. It's all a matter, one, of notice to make sure people actually get notified and slow down. But the second thing is the police department, who's going to have to be issuing citations for these things, to be sure that people don't come into mayor's court saying, well, I didn't know, you know.
The sign wouldn't block.
The sign was blocked, or I didn't understand the sign, you know. And so I think you have to have some kind of flashing sign, because otherwise, if you just say, you know, speed limit such and such during special events, that probably isn't sufficient notice. You know what I'm saying? Because, I mean, who's to say it's a special event or it isn't, you know?
Then you got to get somebody to work with the parish to get it. Who's doing what, when?
Yeah.
Are we having something this weekend or not?
Yeah, so it's, you know, whatever it is, if it's a flashing sign, it's probably going to fall on the police department to activate it, you know, for those periods of time.
I think if we could, the best idea would be to lower the speed limit on the street. Think about it. That street is the same speed limit as the LA-1 for whatever reason. So
y'all just increased that.
Right.
Yeah, that increased in 2005. So yeah, it was increased in 2000.
What was the reason? It was just people.
Because
was it development? All the development and all that. I don't know if the parks were had that. That was 12 years ago. So
you
parks
could,
were that busy 12 years ago.
You could do it. And you could segment the street if you wanted to do it up to the shopping center at a certain speed limit. I'm not saying 45 is the right
or the whole street.
I just wanted to bring it up, and we can talk about it later.
But it will take an ordinance, right?
But it will take an ordinance, because right now, the default for the whole town is 25, but West St. Francis, y'all have raised that to 45. So
if you lower the speed, we can get that in check real quick.
Well, and let's face it, like Jonathan said, if the speed limit is 45, people are probably going 52, right? So if it's 35, they're gonna probably go 42. I mean, that's coming from Jonathan and them on that side. So,
what is that? About a half a mile between the highway and
in the park?
In the park?
Probably.
Or
maybe a little.
I mean, the issue isn't the speed. The issue is whenever you have events held there, it's parking along the roadway that you're concerned. Am I correct?
Absolutely.
Well, I guess both.
Yeah. Well, and that speed by a park, you know, whether the cars are parked there, there's always going to be kids on bikes and coming out of the park. That's my opinion.
Yeah, I mean, I just worry about a kid.
They got to get close to the road when people walk on sidewalks.
Yeah.
That's a problem too.
I guess the biggest problem is parking. I mean, we all know that.
Parking along that street, that would certainly aid and help quite a bit.
Yeah, we talked about that.
There's a difference.
So what did you say?
Prohibit the parking along the street there would aid quite a bit, I believe, but there is additional parking at the school. It's convenient, but it's there. It's just an maintenance issue.
I just, those big weekends, I've never been out there. I guess I need to go check it out one big weekend. But just me. There's a lot of people out there, and I don't even know if we have substantial parking. Like you said, they could go to the school, I guess. Maybe push them that way.
Yeah, the school's full.
A lot
of people out there.
Yeah.
It was just a concern, and after talking to the chief and the mayor, I just thought we needed some discussion on it.
You see, some of the parking got taken whenever they added those soccer fields back there by where those school buses park. Because we were gonna do a means of ingress and egress to the back, because sometimes people would pull in and couldn't get out from the back. But then Anatole said no, because he was gonna put those fields back there, which he's done. So that cuts down a lot more parking.
Okay. Well, if we get to that point, we'll have to introduce an ordinance just for our information. If anybody has any creative ideas to allow parking and take care of that problem, we'll take them. Anybody else?
What about on Elaine Street? They don't park there? I never noticed.
Yeah.
They park completely everywhere.
It's a big, it's a L.
The whole block.
Elaine Street, you know, you don't block no sidewalk or anything, so that's better.
Plus, you get a lot more on Elaine, because they normally pull in front. They don't park parallel.
I guess it's a good problem in some way, because they're using the park. I like to see the park used too. Yep. Governmental affairs? Anything? Don't have anything? consideration of vetoed ordinances? I don't know of any. Hearing and final action? We don't have any. Introduction of ordinances? We need to make a slight budget adjustment to the general funds for 2016-2017. So if we can get an introduction of that ordinance? Okay, so we got an ordinance introduced.
You just need an introduction.
Yeah, we just introduced the ordinance.
So who introduced?
Ms. Joanne. All right, so we're done with that. Resolutions and commendations. We have resolution number one. Ms. Joanne, you want to take those two?
Yeah, the library director is retiring, and the museum director is moving to a new position out of state. And Blaine, I hate to tell you, but I see another typo. Acosta. I'm sorry. It's not a big thing. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. The six whereas on both of them has an extra S in the middle of it.
Oh!
But thank you for correcting the other ones from last week.
Man.
She's still a teacher.
Too. I wasn't even looking at that.
Thank you, Blaine, for fixing the other one. So we'll present these. I think we'll present them at events, respectively, that the museum and the library will host.
I got an email, and it's shame on me for not remembering what the date of that.
The museum event is going to be from 5:30 on Sunday, the 23rd, so 2 weeks from yesterday.
And we haven't set the library date yet. We haven't set that one.
Somebody want to make a motion as amended?
Yeah, we need to do two, right?
Yeah.
All right. Do we have a motion on resolution one for Julie Rose? Miss Bourgeois move. A second?
Second.
Second by Mr. Andre. All in favor? Well, any comments? No comments? All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Nay. Ayes have it. Resolution number two of 2017, Elizabeth Vanderstein, with the amended S's.
S's. I do that one.
Miss Bourgeois, we have a second. Ms. Niesler, any comments from the audience? All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Ayes have it. Police Department?
We had one 911 hang-up, four alarm calls, four assist other departments. We had four public assists, two battery calls, one burglary, which that was, a gun was stolen from a vehicle. He didn't know where it was stolen from or when. One damaged property, three disturbance calls, one domestic, four drug arrests, one fraud, one harassment, 34 no insurance tows, one parking complaint, two suspicious persons or vehicle checks, one theft, seven traffic accidents. I think four of those was on one day. I worked some of those. We had one traffic complaint, one trespassing, three warrant arrests, 77 total complaints, 548 total citations, 709 total violations for March. Any questions, concerns?
What is a traffic complaint?
That guy that was living on Anita Street, the one with his pants all down, they ever did anything with him?
On Anita Street? We did make an arrest on that gentleman. We did.
He in jail, he's still out of it.
He did get out. But so we're still.
He's out in the middle of the street sometimes at night, driving down.
We called him. We did make an arrest on him, so we put him away, and we're going to stay on top of him. So we know who he is, and we know what he does. So anything else?
I want to thank the police department and the good neighbors when we were out of town on Sunday. That there was an attempt, I think, to try to get in our boat shed.
Where was that?
Live Oak Drive.
Live Oak?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
And they came and they searched. They went all around the house, I was told, and then checked all the around the shed. But with the alarm system, they
okay, good.
Thank you.
Sure. And when you're away, you can call and let us know. We can make special patrols there. Anybody else?
You had a question?
Yeah, what is a traffic complaint?
A traffic complaint? Let's see.
Once again.
I guess somebody called and said the bridge was backed up. Yeah.
Thank you, bud. Anybody else? Anything else for police committee or police report? Correspondence, I don't have anything. Mayor's report, this is kind of redundant. Net checks is working, our new payroll system. I went to the trail meeting for the parish, and that's really looking good, the whole trail within the parish. I made comments on that last committee. Venzuul, they did some work out there today. They tested, poured dye. It's the same thing they got last time. We got nothing. Now, they did find one thing, Shane. You might want to fill them in. You did find something, you said, where that 90 degree went down, and y'all tried to fill it up with water and test it, and we got nothing again?
What we did was, we dug on Venzuul right next to the pipe. It was a 90 degree angle going straight down into the sewer, and then it wired off in the direction of the flow. We built the levee around it and completely submerged everything to see if we could get it drained some kind of way. And the dye never moved. It never flowed anywhere. We never saw it in the sewer line. It finally went down, but that was just grousey, we assumed. It's not tied into the sewer. We can't find that leak, so only time will tell.
Okay, and we packed it all tight again and did what we could do?
We got all the dirt back in. We manicured it. Got it right, so we'll monitor it. I'll stay on top of it, but the sewer's not there.
Right.
Not the cause of that.
What about all I have on Mayor's report?
And in the April police report, they probably had their arrested somebody for driving on the asphalt on the levee last week. Somebody was arrested.
Oh, good.
We've been looking into that. The police department's been helping me trying to figure out how we're going to enforce that up there. It's going to be tough. We're just going to have to do what we can do. But they are watching. Four-wheelers do have the ability to ditch off into the woods and disappear real quick. So, yeah, and vehicles are up there. It's just weird how now that it's paved, four-wheelers love to go fast up there. They used to just cruise, right? Now it's 40 and 50 miles an hour.
Do you see anything, Scott?
Absolutely. Yep. I see people, I'll sit on my porch and they'll zoom by. And it's so weird because all I have to do is go down the levee on the backside and they when the river's down, they can ride as fast as they want back there.
Nobody can see.
Yeah, I guess.
I know a lot of stops are made on River Road, right? Not a school.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I got that's on the announcements. Remarks of personal privilege, anybody?
Yeah, I wanted to have the minister reflect about the Arbor Day ceremony on March 22nd and thank Shane Saradet and his staff for all their work for that, Patricia and Jamie in the office, and Blaine for getting things together, and the mayor. And we have the Arbor Day ceremony to fulfill criteria for being a tree city. And also yesterday, April the 9th, I attended a ceremony at Israelite Church for their historical marker. They have a historical marker that tells about the history of the church. And also, I just want to extend condolences to the family of Miss Edith Blanchett Owen, who was a Bruley native and a truly loved Bruley and made a substantial contribution to the book that we published on the houses of Bruley, but done without her assistance. And also to the family of Dempsey Sharp, decorated Vietnam veteran.
Anybody else? Yes, sir.
I want to commend Jane with proof for putting my culverts in at the beginning of the culvert program.
Oh, good.
Some culverts put in, they did an outstanding job. We'd be on the call of duty. I think I can speak on the neighbor's behalf to the land or civil rights.
Good.
Good job. Easy process.
Good deal.
Fair deal.
We'd love somebody to use that.
Everything went real well.
Grass cutting's going to be easy.
Mm-hmm.
I've been cutting
for
25 years. Yeah, it was time.
Anybody else? All right, next we have announcements. Landmark and Heritage Meeting, April 17th, 2017 at 6:30. We have Addis Live After 5 concert series starts April 28th.
What time
does that start? Man, I should know that. 5?
You said live after 5.
Oh, did I? See, I'm used to downtown. 5? That's right, at 5. All right, that's downtown Addis.
It's not downtown.
The town hall will be closed Friday in observance of Good Friday. And that's all I have on announcements. Do I have a motion to adjourn? Moved by Mr. Andre, second by Mr. Richard. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Ayes have it. It's adjourned.